think you go with you set.
All right, let's do a few of these over just to make certain that we did not lose any of them between tapes. If we find then we did lose some, I can always pick them up at the end of the interview. I had asked you what you call the things you put on a horse's feet to protect the feet from the road, and you said
hoofs.
All right, on the hoofs you put what?
Horseshoes.
Horseshoes. All right. What do you call a male sheep? A male sheep.
A ram. Mm-hmm.
All right. Do you know a name for a female sheep?
A ewe is the name of a female
and
sheep.
And what do they have on their backs?
Wool.
All right. And I had asked you what you call a male hog.
A boar.
And you couldn't remember what you call an altered hog. An altered male hog. And I told you it's
a barrel.
All right. And the young one in the hog family is called a
pig.
All right. And on their back they have
bristles.
All right. And the sharp teeth that boars have, and also elephants have these kind of teeth, are called what?
Tusks.
All right. What do you think a farmer might put the food in to feed the hogs?
A trough.
All right. Do you have any names for a hog that's grown up wild?
A boa.
All right. Now, if you had a pig and you didn't want him to grow up to be a boar, what would you say you were going to have done to him?
Castrate.
All right. What is the noise that a calf or a cow makes? What kind of noises do you think cows and calves make?
A moo sound.
All right, if he were younger, he might, how would he sound?
I don't know.
All right, have you ever heard of a calf bawling?
Oh, a bawl, no, I haven't.
All right, you've already told me that a cow moos. All right, what sort of noises do horses make?
A whinny.
All right. Any other name for a horse's noise?
No, I don't know of one.
All right. If you had some farm animals and you had to go out and feed them, you would say that you had to go out and
feed the horses, the animals.
All right. Is there any name that you usually call animals in general? All animals are what to you? If we say a long time ago in the history of the world, all the animals were living peacefully together. Can you think of another name for animals?
No.
All right. How about creatures?
Creatures or critters.
You don't call them critters, though.
No, I don't call them critters.
You call them creatures. All right. If you're going to feed the hens, the turkeys, and the geese, would you have one name for all of them? These animals are classed as what?
Barnyard animals.
All right, barnyard animals. Birds that fly and have feathers, and chickens and turkeys, though, all together are what class of creatures?
Feathered.
Feathered, all right. Again, I know that you don't live on a farm, but have you ever heard any term or used any term for a hen that has a nest of eggs that she is trying to hatch? What would you call such a hen?
A mother hen.
A mother hen, all right.